At Wei Shien, the duck team received word that a downed American flyer, Lieutenant William V. Zimpelman, was being hidden in the area by Chinese patriots. Lieutenant Hanson immediately made efforts to contact Lieutenant Zimpelman, and on 6th September, Lieutenant Zimpelman reached the OSS headquarters.
I'm William V. Zimpelman. On February the 20th of this year, I left on a fighter sweep from a base in pre-China. While over the target, I had the misfortune of getting...
You came when you arrived at the target, Lieutenant. You came down in a dive to strafe the target, is that right?
That's right. During my last pass, I had the steam come up in my cockpit, so I immediately knew that I had been hit and had only a few minutes to plan my escape.
I see. That's when you were pulling out of your last pass.
That's right.
And what is that an indication of, the steam coming up in the cockpit?
That I'd received a bullet in my cooling system.
I see. And that meant what? What would happen if with a bullet in the cooling system?
That my engine would soon be out of coolant and would be too hot to run and freeze.
I see. At about what altitude were you when you made this realization?
I was on the deck.
You were on the deck?
Yes, I was near the ground.
Oh, I see.
Just a few feet.
I see. So then what did you do? You pulled up as high as you could?
I pulled up to about 2,500 feet and headed for the direction that I figured was the safest.
I see. And what did you see underneath you? What was the condition of the terrain under you?
It was a bay. All water.
All water. And so what did you do then?
I prepared to bail out because I knew I only had a few minutes and headed for the nearest land and the nearest terrain that I figured the safest.
That was across the bay?
That was across the bay.
About how wide was the bay this time?
About 10 miles.
I bet that seemed the widest 10 miles you ever saw.
Yes, it looked very bad.
And your motor held out until you got across the bay, did it?
Just as I got to the edge of the land, it started spitting and froze right as it passed over the land.
I see. And then what happened?
I started losing altitude, but I still hadn't reached the part I intended or started for.
What is the sensation of the plane without a dead stick landing? What is the sensation of it going down without a motor?
Like a rock. You go down very fast.
You were really conscious of falling?
Yes, sure. I was gliding, but very steep glide down.
I see. And what plan did you have in mind then?
Well, to bail out when I got to the least altitude to be safe.
I see. You had to open up the hood of the...
I had to release my canopy sooner.
Yes.
Sooner.
You released the canopy immediately?
Well, I released the canopy before my engine stopped.
I see.
Be safe.
I see. And then you waited until you got to what altitude before you jumped?
About 1,000 feet.
You were watching the altimeter?
Yes.
And at 1,000 feet, you went out?
Yes.
Did you fall clear of the plane?
Yes, it was very, very... Worked out very fine. The plane went straight down. I missed the tail. It went right over me.
And did you wait until you'd seen the tail pass before you pulled the ripcord?
That's right, yes.
And then did you see the plane landing?
No, I didn't. I was watching...
You were busy.
Other things.
Did you ever see the plane afterwards?
Yes, I saw the plane afterwards. It was burning.
Yes. And were you aware of an opening shock?
Yes, but not much. Very slight.
I see. And then you only had a few hundred feet to fall.
That's right.
What was your sensation coming down as far as expecting trouble with?
I expected enemy troops, Japanese. I couldn't expect anything else.
So
near the water and everything.
In that area, you thought to be nothing but Japanese.
Very near the target.
And as you came down, did you notice anyone below? Had anyone spotted you?
Yes, I could see many people. Many people had seen me and were coming out of the village.
These are villagers.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you landed, did you land safely? Did you hurt yourself?
When I landed, I injured my ankle. I started running, but it was impossible for me to get away.
I see. And people then came crowding around and said, "Ding Hao," and you said, "Ding Hao."
No, that was, that's wrong. I was rescued immediately by friendly troops.
Oh, so they came right on up.
Yes, and kept the civilians away. I no contact with civilians. They didn't know where I went.
That must have been a great relief to you.
Yeah.
To know that that's happening.
Yes.
And then these friendly troops kept you safe for quite a while, didn't they?
Yes, for the full length of time I was with them, which is 6.5 months, they kept kept me safe
and then,
took good care.
And then Lieutenant Hannon, who had come into the duck mission to Wei Xian, contacted you and you came back.
That's right. After this time, my first contact with my own people, with the duck mission at Wei Xian.
Lieutenant, it's very swell having you back, and I hope you'll be home.
Well, I'm very glad to be back.
Thanks very much.
One of the dramas during the 2.5 years internmentship at the Wei Xian camp was the escape of Hummel and Tiptoe.